Okay, I just heard from Becky. She's having a computer issue. She's going to be on her way in a moment. If she's not here by 6:35, Stacy, would you be able to start until she gets here? Okay, give her 2 more minutes. In the meantime, does everybody have any good St. Patrick's Day stories to share? Oh, we're a quiet bunch tonight.
Okay, there's no snakes in Ireland.
Is that a truth or is that a fiction?
That happens to be the truth.
Oh, wow.
St. Patrick is supposed to have driven them out. That is a fiction.
Got it.
Our at one of our sites, the kids created leprechaun traps.
Did they catch
Yay!
It?
They did not. Miss Emily found a way to avoid the traps.
Okay, so she's her computer is now restarted with an update. Hang on 1 second.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, at least it restarted.
That is true.
Feel her pain. I've been there before, so.
Oh, I think we all have. It happens at the worst time.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm good. How's your dad doing?
He's okay. He's just laying low and trying to get rid of his pneumonia. So.
Yeah, that's a bear. That is just a bear. Well, good. I'm glad he's still with us.
Yeah, so hopefully he'll kick this one for real this time. And
fingers crossed. Prayers.
Yeah. He's on vitamins and new antibiotics and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they just have to keep throwing stuff at it.
Right.
Sooner or later, it'll be the right stuff.
Right. Right. And then hopefully soon he can go out, you know, and socialize and do what he loves, so.
Yep.
It's 6:36. Should we get going and catch Chairperson McDaniel up when she gets here, or should we wait? It's not an
our
overview.
Vice chair. Vice chair too.
Sorry, what was that, Stacey?
Did her computer restart, so she's in the process of?
Yeah, she's got it's restarted. It's taking its time on an update. I know what Lisa's vote is.
What's Lisa's vote?
To wait so that she still has the shortest meeting on record.
Oh.
Well, with the audit, I think we weren't going to make this a short one anyway.
Hang on. She's got a text.
Oh. Yay.
She's saying, let me in. I'm telling her she's not here. Okay.
She's here.
Sorry, Becky.
Oh, thanks, Eric. I'm not going to respond now. Madam Chair.
Yay.
I had somebody else hosting. I won't tell you who to protect the guilty.
Well, I told Stacy to get going.
Just came off my phone.
We waited.
Oh. Oh, you totally waited?
Yep.
We totally waited.
Oh, well, good evening. I guess it is now 6:37. Let's call this meeting a Wednesday, March 17th. To order. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Charlie, will you please just recite the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Vadimuch. Are there any visitors' comments for items not on this evening's agenda? It's very quiet. Everybody must be out getting crocked.
If I could speak up just briefly.
I didn't say that.
This is Bob Reisig. Last night at our water board meeting, we had quite a lively discussion of whether or not we would go back to in-person meetings as opposed to Zoom. Have you guys considered making that move, or what are the parameters that you're going to use to decide when to go back to in-person regular meetings?
Madam Chair, may I?
Yes, Administrator Heller, you may.
According to the tier guidelines for red, indoor gatherings are still restricted to three households or less. So at this time, my recommendation to our board is that we do not, as of yet, until the county and or the state make a change to indoor gatherings.
Yep. That's it in a nutshell. Do you have anything else, Bob? Or was that good?
That was good. And that's in line with what we decided too. But I wanted to see what the community was doing, and that's provided a good guidance. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you for your comments. All right. Oh my gosh. Am I still on?
You are?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because I lost all of you. I can't see you.
Well, we can see you.
I can't see either.
This is
so weird. I can't see anybody.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got four people on my top bar and okay. I can scroll through. I've got you and we're recording it.
Okay. That's fine. I don't see anybody. It's my thing is all blackened except for you, Mike, and the agenda. All right. With that, let's go on to review written correspondence. I guess nobody had anything on that. So consent. The chair will entertain motion on consent.
I move items 1 through 7 be adopted as presented.
Bastion, second.
So that's a motion by Moore, seconded by Bastion. Does anybody have any discussion on anything? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Moore, did you say aye?
I did. I was the first aye, okay. But all aye
Morris?
Again.
Morris? I guess you're an aye too. I can't see Lisa or barely hear anybody for some reason. Okay, well, thank you. So let's go on to the adoption of resolution 20-216, approving the audit report as prepared by Craig Fechter.
Madam Chair, members of the board, it is with great pleasure that we bring in the 2019-2020 audit. And at this time, I'd like to introduce Mr. Fechter from Fechter & Company to give us his lowdown on it.
Good evening, guys. I might close the door because I think our cleaners are here of the office. So give me a quick second.
Certainly.
This is Bob Reisig again. While we're waiting, who's ever controlling the screen, could you scroll up the agenda? I didn't print one out, so I'm kind of following along.
So if I can share the screen, that's going to be helpful, Mike. I think you're controlling it, but I plan on showing just a few of the statements and numbers and whatnot. So,
got it. Eric, can you give Craig screen ability, please?
I can be trusted with screen sharing, I promise you.
1 second.
So we started the audit this past fall. It's funny. I think this was the first meeting I had after the shutdowns last year. You know, who would have thought we'd still be Zooming and calling and whatever else. But here we are a year later. Hopefully next year I can come out to your office and we can be having a normal presentation. But, you know, we discussed, you know, some of the needs for reserves and whatever else, because you never know what's going to pop up. Well, the district, again, had a very solid year financially in the 2020 2020 fiscal year, which I'll demonstrate when I, you know, when I show the financial statements. But
it's all yours, Craig.
So, and again, you know, I think the interesting parts of audits is the fact that we approach every audit year like a different, you know, a different, a separate entity. You know, we don't pretend like we under that everything that was done in the district in the past 4 years is the same way this year. You know, we definitely attempt to identify any major changes year over year and audit those changes. And of course, there's still some unique procedures that we perform every year, you know, just depending on the activity, right? So, so again, we approach every audit differently. We do analytical procedures over a five-year period to try to identify any major changes or variances year over year. We try to line up our expectations current year to prior year to identify any relationships that we feel might be a problem. And, you know, again, we do take your internal numbers and we produce the financial statements, but again, we don't, well, I was going to say we don't trust Deanne. That's really not the, that's not the case. You know, it's, we trust Deanne. We feel like you guys have a solid staff put together, but we very much take the trust but verify angle. And we do things ridiculous. And I'm sure Deanne must roll her eyes at us, but every year we will confirm the numbers independently with the county to verify what she provided were the actual county numbers, for example. But, you know, so that's kind of a lowdown on what the audit attempts to accomplish. You know, again, the primary objective is the audit is to verify fair presentation of your numbers. And if I'm a member of the board of directors, I think the biggest parts of the audit are really, you know, the opinion. So what does the auditor say about your financial statements? Are they fairly presented in accordance with GAAP? And, you know, we had no major findings, no major issues to bring before the board. And I think as a board member, the other thing you want to know, well, I guess the one thing, one of the things you want to know is, can I rely on my internal financial statements during the year to make, you know, to make our financial decisions, right? Or were there any major adjustments that occurred during the year that would cause me to question whether or not my internal numbers month to month were accurately stated? And because again, you get a balance sheet month to month, you get a profit and loss, you get a budget to actual, and you want to know, can I rely on those figures for my financial decision making? And again, we had no major adjustments or major misstatements that we found. Again, certain adjustments are just part of the audit every year. You know, we might do some cutoff entries, some reclassification entries, but in the end, we had no major adjustment that would cause you to, you know, cause you concern over your numbers as of the end of the year. So again, we, you know, do a variety of procedures to verify accuracy of your numbers. You know, we do confirmations with outside parties. We do examine fixed asset additions, even though there were none during the 2020 fiscal year. And we do disbursement tests, although I think we probably skipped out on that this year. We only do that once every 2 or 3 years. But again, so every year we do certain tests to verify accuracy of the numbers as presented to you. So were there any questions up to this point?
Hearing none, Craig. Thank you.
Okay. So the big question, again, there's two statements. I'm a board member that I want to understand. I want to know, you know, how do we stand financially, right? And can this district weather a major financial storm? And, you know, professionally, I was raised in an environment of the recession back, you know, 10, 12 years ago. And I think most governments, small governments have, you know, it's kind of still operate in that shadow, right? I don't know if Becky feels the same way, but I know that we've always had hard conversations with other districts, you know, kind of going back to that 2007, 2008, where property values crashed. Because as a special district, you're obviously very reliant on property values. So the question is, how did we do during the year? How much money did our general fund make, right? Our revenues over our expenses. And so what you see here for the year, your general fund had total revenues of $1.7 million. Now, there was a one-time revenue you see here that something was sold. I'm not sure what that was offhand, but that sale realized $335,000 during the 2020 fiscal year. My expenses were $1.15 million. So our net change in fund balances, our revenues over our expenditures for that fiscal year was $559,000. So even when taking into account the sale of the asset, that still leaves you with a positive income of over $200,000 on a budget of just over $1 million, of $1.1 million in general fund. So from a fiscal perspective, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Craig, this is Director Moore. I have visual, and so I'm asking, can you give page numbers of the audit that show sure. these figures?
Yep.
Actually, it's page 52, Charlie, on our agenda package. He's on page 52 right now. Craig, I'll hop in with those as you change them.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I won't jump
around too much to make it easy to follow, right? Because, my opinion is there's two statements that are the most important of this report.
And the proceeds from that sale of acid was Ponderosa Farms in August of 2019.
Yeah.
Right.
Real quickly, Director Morris.
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah.
And we can hear you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Craig. Thank you.
Okay. So on page 7 of the audit or page 52 of the board packet, what you see in the far left-hand column under the general fund is you had a net change in fund balances of $559,000 for the year. Mm-hmm. So the district, in spite of all that happened towards the end of last year, still had revenues in excess of expenditures of over $500,000. And even taking the sale property out, the district still had revenues in excess of expenditures of $200,000. And that basically gets added to your general fund reserves, right? So the question I always like to pose, and I have to be careful what I say because Fulton El Camino would always take me really seriously with this. Remember, like I said it one time in a board meeting, like, 10 years ago, and like 5 years later, they brought it up, right? So I have to be careful what I say. What I say is not state law. What I say is one guy's opinion, right? So, I like to say, how do my reserves compare against my general fund operating budget? How do my reserves stack up, right? And what you see on page 5 of the audit report in the far left-hand column.
That's page 50.
Page 50. And I'll wait till Director Moore gets there.
Thank you. I'm there.
Okay, you see assets of $1.7 million, liabilities
right.
of $175,000, and for a total unassigned fund balance of $1.54 million as of the end of the fiscal year. So, again, the very hard and fast litmus test is what are those reserves look like against our operating budget. So if you go back to page 7, so again, keep that $1.5 million in mind. Go back to page 7, you see your general fund expenses for the year were $1.1 million, which means in essence, you have enough operating reserves to last approximately 16 to 17 months of having no revenue, right? Now, again, I don't think, to back up, I don't think that this doesn't really represent the end of your fiscal year, right? Because the end of the fiscal year is really November once you get through the dry months where you don't get any revenues. So obviously you have 4 or 5 months of operations to fund between this fiscal year end and your first property tax deposit. But even taking that into account, you still have over a year worth of revenues saved up in your bank account for a rainy day or for capital improvements. Or to buy the next couple of the trucks you have to buy for the park district. So the district is in a very strong financial position from that perspective. You really have no long-term debt. You don't have any immediate concerns financially. Like the big concerns are really how do we continue to pay for operation and provide service to the public at the same level the public is accustomed to. And the district is positioned very well financially to continue to do that without any major disruptions over the next 5 years. And again, we're like, you always think I'm an accountant. So you ask me, you get the most conservative answers and you say to yourself, okay, what's worst case scenario? I mean, a year ago, I thought property values were going to drop. I'm always doom and gloom. I'm the CPA, accountant guy who's always doom and gloom, and, conserve, but in the end, the property values keep going up, so your revenue base is not threatened at the present time. But even if it were, and even if your property taxes drop by 20%, you guys would still have a break-even operating budget, right? So from a fiscal perspective, the district is in a very good spot financially. Its citizens should be very happy with where you're at in terms of your finances. The district in the past 10, 20 years has been managed to the point where, again, really, you guys are in a great financial position. Any questions on that?
Just an observation, Director Moore, and that's that the sale of Ponderosa Farms really did help.
Well, from, I mean, it goes into your reserves. I don't know if that money is restricted, Mike, or Becky, if you want to speak to that, but maybe not. So, yeah, no, so your reserves are up to $1.5 million as of the end of the year. Instead of, again, if you look at some of the cities and counties that have financial problems, you know, they don't have that much in operating funds saved up. So you guys are in a really good financial spot. Again, the primary concern is not raises and not, you know, big parties thrown to celebrate that. It's more about we can continue to provide services to our citizens at the same level for the next 10 years with no disruption at our present funding levels, right? So,
right.
So were there any questions about the audit report itself or anything else? You know, one thing, I think one thing to point out, and I was a bit confused on this. You look on page 3 of the audits.
That's page 48 of the package.
And what you're going to see there is the funded status of the pension plan. You know, this is a little bit misleading. And if I were a board member, I'd want to know why is it that when we join the pension plan, we're automatically underfunded, right? You say, well, we just started offering the plan to employees. Why is it that we have a pension liability as of today? And I think the best answer I can give, and it's possible that Mike and Deanna have a better handle on this than I, but I contacted the Sac County Retirement System about this. And basically you have to go in funded at the same level as the other districts, but there is an offset to the liability that's an asset. And so even though it shows up as a pension liability in your financials, there's an asset to basically offset that. So you're not actually unfunded by, you know, at $296,000 is the best answer I could give and get out of the county retirement system. So.
Yeah, no, that's, we had the same questions because the rates have been increasing with SCRs every year, just as they have been with PERS and anywhere else there's a pension. So we had similar questions when we spoke to them and basically got the same answer. It's their unfunded liabilities, of which we shouldn't have any yet because we haven't had, actually we should because we haven't had the retirements yet, right. But those will be coming.
Right. This is Chairperson McDaniel. It's a very good audit again. Thank you, Craig.
Well, thank you for having me. Again, you guys are my first Zoom board meeting, and I hope, you know, it seems like we've gotten through a lot of the hard stuff that we've had to go through. I mean, let's hope in the next year I can be there in person in 12 months and get this report, you know, as opposed to Zoom. But again, I think I'll take my auditor hat off and, you know, say as a taxpayer, I look at your numbers and I say, if I'm a resident of the district, I say, thank you for properly administering your financial affairs. You have no debt. You have very strong reserves. I mean, you guys are in a good position where you can do projects without having to worry how you're going to pay for it or mortgaging the future off, you know, too much. So thank you guys for doing that. So.
Thank you, Craig.
Do any other directors have anything for Craig?
No, just to say thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you guys. My best, and we'll talk soon. Okay.
Hey, Craig.
Yep.
If you're done, can you just?
I can do it. I can do it, Eric. I can do it.
Oh, you got it. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks a million, Craig. Take care of you and the fam.
Thank you, Becky. It's good to see
you.
We
always appreciate good news.
I know. Yeah. Well, again, the numbers tell a story, right? And these numbers are good numbers. These numbers are solid numbers. And what the board and management in the past 10 years has done with these financial statements is excellent. If I'm a citizen of your district, I'm very happy about this. I'm very happy.
Thanks much.
Not that anyone will ever say nice things to you because they don't understand it, but I'm a CPA and I see enough of these and I like it. It looks good. So
great. Thanks a million, Craig.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, this is Chairperson McDaniel. Kudos to Mike, to staff, to Deanne, and everybody. I know sometimes it's difficult for staff and they don't always understand some of the things we do, but the proof's in the pudding tonight with Craig's report, and Our number one responsibility is fiduciary, keeping a sound district for the community. And I just say, I'd like to say, I couldn't be more proud of my fellow directors for helping keep the ship righted and making difficult decisions at times. And to Mike, for your overall stewardship of staff on the day-to-day basis, and for staff for understanding and accepting it. So thank you. And with that, we'll go to committee minutes. Admin finance, boy, you guys just been blowing it, huh?
Jerry, what have you been doing?
What's up?
Well, you've got minutes here in the yes. administrator's report. So if everybody's had a chance to go over those, I'll just try to recap real quickly.
Yeah.
We met on March 9th, and Jerry and I were both there, as was, well, on Zoom. And we went over quite a bit of material, including the January financials, which I had just a couple questions about various categories that were adequately answered. We talked about the, mostly I think we discussed the replacement vehicle replacement schedule, and we discussed the new PERS, whatever it is, for the employees.
Charlie, can I interrupt for a second?
Sure.
We actually, that was January. February was the audit and the security.
Okay. Sorry, I'm on the wrong one. Sorry. What? Security cameras. I knew security cameras were in there. Okay. That's what we really hammered on, was the security cameras. So, yes, we did. Jerry and I both were very, very encouraging that we need to go ahead and get cameras that we can actually identify license plates, identify make and models, identify people, identify, you know, we just need a much better resolution than we've had. And since we just got an awesome audit report, if there's any way they can fit it into this year's budget, we recommend that we do so. If not, by for sure next budget. And that's basically it. Jerry, you got anything?
No, you pretty much covered it. I just kind of we picked apart the types of cameras and resolution and pixels of the cameras, because I was trying to compare them to my own and have plenty of memory in the audit or in the bid that Mike showed. Mm-hmm. And I also agreed that if they could afford it, the sooner the better.
Right. So that's it for admin finance.
Okay. We need to bump back. I thought there was a motion and a second to approve the resolution 2021-6.
There was, and yes, we recommend approval.
So all those in favor, let's go roll call. McDaniel, aye. Bastion?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Huffines?
Aye.
Morris?
Aye.
There we go.
Do you remember who made the motion in the second?
It was Charlie and Stacy.
That was your consent.
Right.
But no, also, I thought for Rezzo.
Okay.
Because I thought they made the motion so we could discuss it with Craig.
Not an issue. Got it down. Okay. Thank you.
All right. If not, we have it now.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for the reminder. Thank you, Charlie and Jerry, for that. Planning. We haven't. We will be again soon.
Beginning of April, I believe.
Yeah.
We'll confirm that with both of you.
Right. Safety and security.
We have an upcoming meeting on March 24th.
Great. Firehouse.
We haven't scheduled one yet because we're kind of waiting to after the foundation for the future meeting to see about fundraising. So we haven't scheduled a future one yet.
Dry Creek Parkway, we did meet. We barely had a quorum. We talked about a few things and we tabled to get new officers to the next time we meet. And primarily just We talked about the poop on the creeks, the poop in them, you know, just people's general behavior and how it's changing and how everybody just be more cautious and mindful when you're out and about. And LAFCO.
And the reason I was unable to attend the Dry Creek Parkway Committee meeting was because we had LAFCO the exact same night and time. So,
what do you and Stacy have to say?
Stacy, what do you have anything you want to say? I'll announce the congratulations to Stacy Bastian and Bob Rizig for their appointments to Office B of the LAFCO SDA, Special District Advisory Committee.
Yay.
Thank you, Charlie.
Way to go. Way to go, you two. Is there anything else from you ladies about the meeting?
We approved the Tax Suburban Water District's Financial Service Review and Sphere of Influence update. And that's about it. I don't think we did much else.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you for that. Let's start with comments. Stacy.
Oh, my goodness. You would put me first. Well, I just want to say thank you to Mike and Deanne, especially for the audit, and Craig. Loved his comments. It's always amazing to hear positive. So thank you, Deanne, for working so hard on everything every day. Appreciate it. I wanted to thank Mike for working diligently with the parents over at Higher Park at the ball field and working with Twin Rivers to try to figure out exactly what's going on over there with the ballpark. So I appreciate you reaching out to everyone that has called in, and hopefully we can get it resolved soon. So thank you. Appreciate it. And it looks like we're having an Easter egg hunt, so that looks like fun. And I look forward to that. So thank you to Recreation for putting that together and having some positive in the community as well. And thank you to our maintenance guys as well for, again, cleaning up all this messes everywhere. You guys definitely go beyond what you should have to do. So thank you again for that. And thank you to my fellow board of directors for this amazing audit. It's very impressive, and we really work together on everything. And I think that makes a true difference. So thank you, everyone. That's all I have.
Thank you, Stacy. Jerry, Director Huffines, what do you have to say?
That's hard to follow because Stacy covered everything. Thanks, Mike and Deanne, for all the hard work in the office. The audit looked great, and it's always nice to hear good numbers. And thanks to the staff. Keep up the good work at the parks. And yeah, Stacy covered everything that I was going to say. So that's it. Good job.
Director Morris?
Yes, Stacy, thank you for covering everything. I don't have to say too much. I appreciate that.
No problem.
I did want to add, because I couldn't, you guys couldn't hear me, I guess, when we pulled the consent calendar. I do have a question for Mike on his report. We sent a letter to the county regarding all the illegal dumping and the human waste in our garbage cans. And I know that was probably about 2 weeks ago. I was just curious if you heard anything back yet, Mike, on that.
So as I mentioned in my report, by the Friday of that week, so the letters went out on the Wednesday and Thursday. By Friday, I'd heard from Marie Wooden from the Department of Environmental Management asking why I didn't call her directly, like we had been acquaintances for a number of years, and I don't think we've ever met. But so we had a good conversation about that, and she's going to start talking to her staff on what they can do. As a side note, during a routine inspection of a restaurant, one of her inspectors was unfortunately killed by, and not the restaurant, by one of the employees. So they're still reeling on that. That happened about 6-7 weeks ago, I believe, and they're still back on their heels with that whole thing. And they're extremely tentative when they go into the community, and nobody can really fault them for that. So she's sort of working through the mental aspect of all that with her employees and trying to get everybody up and going again. It's sort of very shocking. Matt Hedges, the from Supervisor Frost's office, called on the Friday to give us a quick update on what they were doing, as well as I heard from Steve Hartwick, who is the Deputy County Executive for Public Works and Municipal Services. They said that they're going to meet, and their big issue more so was what they can do for us and other agencies about the lines at the dump, as well as the fees for the dump, being a cousin or a sister agency to Sacramento County. I heard from Liz Bellis this past week on Monday that she was in a meeting with Steve Hartwick, and it's they're getting all the directors from the alphabet soup put together to really discuss that and try to come up with some solutions for the pooping challenges. But I think we're going to have more luck with getting either the fees reduced or getting to the front of the line a little bit faster, because there is an increase of dumping and everybody realizes that. So I think they're going to be more helpful in that direction.
If for our maintenance, Mike, is it about the same, or has it picked up more so, or is it kind of like plateaued and it's about the same amount, or does maintenance see any increase?
Tim, did you want to take that, or did you want me to cover it?
We haven't seen any increase. It was like all of a sudden someone just moved on and it like just 100% stopped. And we'll see it like maybe once a week. But since we've had this, the last board meeting, mm-hmm. it's really slowed down a lot. So it's like someone moved on.
That's great. That's great. Okay. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate that.
Great.
So I guess with that, since my fellow director covered pretty much everything, I just want to thank everybody for all their hard work, and everybody stay healthy and safe. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Moore.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, now I really have very little. Thank you, Lisa, because if you hadn't covered all that, I would have had to ask about it. But I'm glad to see that at least it's decreasing. That's a promising thing. So again, thank you to staff, Mike, Deanne, everybody who worked so hard on the audit. I know that's a big chore every year, and it's wonderful that we get such good rave reviews from our auditor. I hope he's, you know, really, really looking at us, but I guess he's impressed with what we've done. If I recall, he was fairly impressed last year also. So I guess we're still doing everything right financially, for which I am grateful, because I agree with him. It doesn't matter that the public doesn't know. What matters is that we are in a good, strong financial position, which is, as Becky said, our primary duty is to make sure this district continues to operate in a good, strong financial position. And so I'm really happy about that. So thank you, Mike. Thank you, Deanne. Thank you, everybody who worked on that. Yes, we've got the extravaganza coming up, and I'm hoping that that goes off really well. I don't know what tier we're going to be in, but it looks like we'll be in the red. So I assume we've accounted for all the social distancing, masking, et cetera. And with that, that's all I've got. Thank you very much, everybody. Staff, especially maintenance, as Stacy says, you go above and beyond all the time. So thank you.
Wow, you four did very well. So that's why I went last. So I can just say ditto to the previous four, right? Not have to talk much. Yeah, the audit's a big thing right now. I'll be interested to see where, you know, we're getting ready for budget now. I know Deanne's already starting to pull a little hair out because we're getting ready for the next fiscal year. And we'll see where, you know, where we stand. It's great that we have a good end fund balance, because I think we're going to need it as we go forward. And as a recreation professional, I'm so happy we're in red. I actually have somebody, you know, on a softball field and on a volleyball pit lately. And, you know, it's just, it's been very difficult emotionally on recreation, because we just never know what's going to happen day to day and what we can and can't do. To Tim and the guys, yes, they're dealing with so much more, because there's more homeless, there's more trash, just indicative to every, you know, the times that we've lived in the last year. So to Eric and your staff and volunteers, and I know you're trying to gear up for swim too, which it has its own idiosyncrasies going on with the pandemic and how we can and can't hold meets and are they virtual and everything. So I feel your pain in recreation too. Keep it up. Mike, you're doing a fantastic job, you know, keeping us informed. I want to thank you for keeping us informed, because an informed board is a successful board. And I really want to thank you for that. And thanks again to the other four directors. I can't wait to see everybody in person. This Zoom stuff just sucks. It's just not the same. And it, I like seeing everybody's expressions. So look forward to that. So I guess hearing nothing else, turn my phone on. It is 7:14 p.m. for adjournment. Everybody stay safe. Take care. Happy thanks, you know, happy St. Patty's Day. My kid's actually 25 years old today. I can't believe it. It's crazy how time flies. So I'll be
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. She'll be flying in Friday night. So I'll be spending most of the week next week with she and her new fiance. So you guys all take care. You're most welcome, Eric and everybody. And just keep pressing on. Appreciate you. Hugs to the dogs and the cats and the horses. All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Mike, are you going to be on for a second?
Yeah, I can stay on.
No, I'm just kidding. Hi, Jerry.
Well, Becky, you could too. You might be able to answer this too.
What's that?